Rancher Valerie Hyder says a strong storm came through the area Sunday night. The next day, the mother of the white buffalo calf was roaming about and grunting, so her husband, Dave Hyder, followed her up a hill.
He found a couple of cows and three calves hit by lightning. Well, I think it hit a tree and traveled or something, but they were laying there dead. We have a friend that has a backhoe, and he came over and buried them. Chance is buried next to Miracle down there, and the rest of them are buried up over the hill.
Miracle, the first white buffalo born on the Hyder's ranch, lived from 1994 to 2004. A second one, born in 1996, only lived a few days. The third one, Miracle Second Chance, made headlines this summer after being discovered in late August. Crowds came to glimpse the rare animal.
He's right behind his mom.
Really?
You'll see him.
Valerie Hyder says in a short lifetime, Miracle Second Chance had about 3,000 visitors from as far away as Brazil, England, and Australia. She adds many people had planned to visit the little white buffalo during Christmas, though she's uncertain if they'll still come, unless it's to honor his memory. Among those mourning are students and faculty at Milwaukee's Indian School. Principal Alan Caldwell is a Menominee tribal member who was among those who visited the animal shortly after it was born. He says only the creator knows what the reason may be behind the death of the white buffalo calf.
Actually, I called one of our spiritual leaders back home at Menominee to ask him to give me some information if there, you know, from our cultural standpoint, if there's any significance to what happened here and what that might be, so that I can share that with the staff and the students here at school.
Meanwhile, the Hyders say there will likely be Native American ceremonies and tributes for Miracle's Second Chance at his gravesite soon. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.